Welcome to Science in a Cup. With me is now Jonathan Plett. He's a lecturer at Western Sydney University at the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment. Hello, Jonathan. Can you please explain to us what you're studying?
I study how plants interact, communicate with other organisms. So I'm interested in how a disease is able to kill a plant. I am interested in how a bacteria might be able to help a plant grow and produce more food. I am interested in how a fungus or a mushroom might be able to help a tree grow faster so that it can support the bioenergy companies.
The word I wanted to ask you today was symbiosis. So would you care to explain briefly what symbiosis means for you?
So symbiosis for me has evolved over time. The meaning, when you're in school, you're taught that symbiosis, and if you ask most people what symbiosis means, they would say that it's a loving relationship. It's a relationship between partners, between two organisms, where both of them are benefiting. However, that is not the actual definition of symbiosis. Symbiosis just means that two organisms are living closely together. There's no meaning that or background where one is benefiting or both are benefiting. And actually, symbiosis is a large umbrella word used to define basically any relationship that you want to talk about. So symbiosis can mean, as most people take it, that it would be a beneficial interaction between two organisms. So an idea would be between an animal and a bird, for instance, where the animal is being annoyed by insects, the bird wants to eat those insects. The two of them, if they live close together, the bird gets the food, the animal doesn't get annoyed by the bugs. In my own research, I'm studying how plants are able to enter into beneficial or mutualistic interactions with mushrooms. And these mushrooms give nutrients or food to the plant, and the food then gives sugar back to the mushroom to help it grow. So that is a mutualistic symbiosis. There are other examples, though. A symbiosis can also be a pathogenic or parasitic interaction. So this is an interaction where one organism is taking an advantage of a second. So a good example of this would be a bacteria that can cause disease. So that is a symbiosis where a bacteria can infect you and you are rendered ill, but it can still prosper and live and go on to produce and infect someone else. So while that is still a symbiosis, it is detrimental.
Okay. If two things are living together in close proximity and they have formed a symbiotic relationship, and you've studied that and you found, for example, that it's a beneficial relationship, does it mean that it's always going to be a beneficial relationship, or do these things change over time?
They can change over time. It very much depends on a lot of different factors. So in some cases, and especially out in nature, everyone is out for themselves. And if a situation presents itself in for one of the partners in that interaction that they can gain a benefit without having to give anything back, in most cases, that will happen. And a mutualistic or a beneficial interaction can move over into a parasitic or a pathogenic or a disease-causing interaction.
What about the reverse? Can a pathogen somehow decide to become less violent towards its neighbor?
I don't think it's a case of where the pathogen will become less deadly. I think it's more along the lines that the host that is being parasitized gains or evolves an ability to be able to fight off or to protect itself from that other organism, to the extent that then it begins to level the playing field so that the two of them have to come back to more of a truce, more of an interaction where they both have to give a little bit in order to gain a benefit from the other.
And that's how they can form a long-term stable relationship. Is that what you mean?
Yes, definitely.
Thank you, Jonathan. And that was Jonathan Plett. And this was the first episode of Science in a Cup. Thank you for listening and have a great day.